Hi, this is a dictation for Lubna Zaidan, L-U-B-N-A-Z-A-I-D-A-N. Date of birth is 4/20/1993. Date of accident 4/26/2023. Date of service 6. The patient is here for a new person visit today, and she reports that so her name is L-U-B-N-A, middle name is Salah, S-A-L-A-H dash Abdullah, A-B-D-U-L-L-A-H, last name is Zaidan, Z-A-I-D-A-N, date of birth 4/20/1993. These are sent as dictation to Maya Sternberg, caseworker, and possibly to Howard Weingarten also. Chief complaints. The patient reports that she's suffering from a moderately severe pain in the neck and the lower extremity, pain in both the shoulders, left shoulder is 9, right shoulder is 7, with difficulty in lifting the arms beyond 110 degrees, headaches, which is 9, and there is numbness, tingling of the left arm. The patient does not report any radiation of pain, some pain in the left knee is reported, mild, and left foot. And some pain in the chin and both hips. She reports memory issues with the headaches. She attributes all of these symptoms to a accident that occurred on 4/26/2023. That's all the symptoms started on that day. History of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient reports that there is a history of accident. She was traveling on 4/26/2023 at 3:40 p.m. as a driver, restaurant driver. And she was almost close to her house. Behind her house, she was driving on Wall-Sick. V like Victor, A like Apple, L like Larry, U like Upper, S like Sam, E like Ellie, K like Kelly. Drive. And she reports that another driver who was on main drive, M-A-I-N, drive, D-R-I-V-E, did not yield to stop, and she hit her car head-on collision, you know. The other driver got the ticket. She was driving a Honda Civic and the other driver was driving a SUV truck. She was traveling around 25 miles. The other car must have been more than 25 miles. She was wearing seatbelt. The airbags deployed. And there was a loss of consciousness. And it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. She was taken to the hospital. She was not taken to the hospital by the ambulance. The police complaint was filed. Case number is 2338735. Regarding the damage, patient reports that the front of the car was damaged, especially the airbag opened up and from the front and the side. Seatbelt was not broken. Headrest was not broken. Glass is not broken. And only the damage to the hood and the front. The car is not total. The injury is to the falling. She reports that she hit into the airbag with her head, chin, and the shoulders. And she passed out for 2 or 3 minutes. She banged her left foot to the brake pedal and knee possibly to the dashboard. She may have neck whiplash, but she's not sure if she banged into the headrest. There was no damage to the inside of the car. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting severe headaches, which are reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 by the patient. Severe, constant, and they are located to the front of the head and sensitive to light, and they are not sensitive to noise. And their associated factor is the known associated factor, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or associated symptoms of TBI are as follows. The patient is reporting that she's suffering dizziness and vertigo, which is spinning of the room, associated with loss of memory, forgetfulness, fearful of the events, and blurred vision. She denies the following symptoms of TBI. She has no loss of consciousness, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures. She further denies any confusion, disorientation, lack of focus. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any taste problem, smell problem, or any issue with the facial muscles affecting the seventh nerve, or any issues with the nausea, vomiting. No sparse in the vision or loss of vision is complained either. She has no subtle anesthesia, and she complains of weakness, lightheadedness, and she reports difficulty walking, fatigue, incontinence of the bowel occasionally, and anxiety. She reports numbness and tingling, especially in her left hand, involving all the five fingers, and some weakness of the left hand. Regarding the pain symptoms, patient reports that she is suffering from severe pain in the neck, which is around 7, and lower back pain is 8. She reports she shares the entire back, which involves all the trapezius and quadratus lumborum muscles, as pain also. In addition, patient has pain in the left hip, left knee, and left ankle to the tune of around 5. Lower back pain is 8, and the neck pain is 7. She also reports of constant numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers, but the whole arm is not numb. There is no radiation of pain from neck to the upper extremity, no radiation to the lower extremity is reported. These pains are described to be constant by the patient as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, sickening, heart burning, aching, tender, splitting, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. The patient reports that the highest intensity of the pain is from 7 to 10. ADLs are affected between 8 and 9. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, bending, and driving, and improved by lying down and medications. The patient reports these pains are all day long, but no associated nausea, vomiting, headaches are all day long, no associated issues with that in a major way. The foot pain prevents, foot and the knee pain prevents her to walk long distance. She has pain almost constantly. She can walk up to a block. Sitting and standing is also difficult for her. Muscle weakness is reported into the left arm, and bladder bowel incontinence is also reported by the patient. History of the past investigation and treatment. Patient reports no CT scan, X-rays have been done. And she did go to the ER on the Henry Ford Hospital on the day of accident by a friend who took her there. It happened next day. X-ray of the chest was done. Shoulder brace was provided, but no other treatment was provided. No other investigation like CT scan, MRI were done. Patient saw Dr. Allen, A-L-L-A-N. And Dr. Alan Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, on Long Lake Road. And physical therapy was ordered. No MRIs or CT scan have been ordered. She's done physical therapy for a couple months. She denies any acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, biofeedback treatment. She denies any massage, psychology treatment, surgery, or epidural injections, or medications. System reviews from the chart, please mention that she reports of abdominal pain and GI disease. Neurological, she reports loss of sensation, back or neck pain, dizziness, headache, weakness. In the psychiatric, she complains of anxiety. Past surgical history, none. Allergies, none. And One is three patients reports mother is alive, suffers from hypertension. Father is alive, suffers from mental illness. Siblings, three brothers are there, but she doesn't know their family history of medical history. The patient reports that relationship status, she is divorced. She has four children, 8, 7.5, 3.5, and 4 months. Currently, she is unemployed. She did not report the job that she does. And disability, never she filed a disability. Legal history, patient has Howard Weingarten as the attorney. Personal history, there's no, she does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Regarding the ADLs, patient reports that falling ADLs are affected, and they are running home chores and doing laundry are affected, 8. Eating is affected, 6. Toileting, writing, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates is affected, 5. The reports of some weakness of the left arm. The physical examination is as follows. The patient is a thirty-year-old Arabic woman, and the height is 4'8", weight is 140. At the time of exam, she is alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably. The patient is reasonably well built and nourished, and hydration is good. She does not appear in acute distress, but she appears to be severely anxious. No shortness of breath or pain faces are noticed. The patient has a good attitude and a demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, and she is mobile without using any adaptive devices. She brought all the three children with her. The rest of the exam will be from template, including the neurological examination that was found to be completely normal. Musculature examination reveals the following. The patient has a spasm of the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum muscles, with no trigger point notice. Is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles affecting the neck and C1 to C7 and lumbar region L1 to L5 bilaterally without any trigger points. The rest of the muscles are found to be normal with no normal tone, bulk, and contraction with no tremors, fasciculation, or tenderness or trigger points. There is some pain in the rotator cuff region of both shoulders without spasm. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The patient reports that on inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed at L4-5 and C3-4-5-6. 7, spine, and bilateral sacroiliac joints, especially the left side is more tender. However, there are no trigger points or tenderness or hypertonic side is 1+. Cervical spine range of motions are as follows. The forward flexion is 30, extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 35, bilateral rotation is 40. And the lumbar spine range of motions are as follows. The forward flexion is 40, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was painful beyond 25 degrees. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The patient has cervical spine, in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. The Lermit test Sperling test was positive, destruction test was positive, Soto Hall test was positive, thoracic spine roots test and slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, especially the left side. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Breger test negative, CAM test was positive, the Babinski sign was negative, sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, especially the left side is more worse than the right. A Faber test is positive bilaterally, as well as Donslin test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative, and iliac compression test, standing flexion test, and destruction test were found negative. Extremities, the patient has positive finding in both the shoulders, left wrist, left hip, left knee, and left ankle and foot. Those are excluded. However, the right lower extremities and right distal upper extremity is completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused without any significant tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm. Quick test negative, no leg length distress. Notice range of motion for all of these joints are normal. Exception is both the shoulders, left hip, left knee, left ankle and foot, and left wrist. The physical examination for the left shoulder reveals that the patient has baseline pain around 9, and on palpation there are no crepitations or popping noise or any grinding noise. No scars are noticed, and there is no swelling, and no muscle strength is 4/5, and no fracture dislocations are noticed on the left shoulder. The Hawken Kennedy test was found positive, empty beer can test positive, near test, NEER, and speed test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. The drop arm test was negative. The right shoulder, the baseline pain is 7, and the range of motions are as follows. The patient is able to move around 130 degrees of range of motion. For active motion for abduction, passive motion is normal, muscle strength is normal, distally no finding, grip is normal, and the inspection and palpation do not reveal any pathology. The shoulder appears normal without any contusion, laceration, or swelling or dislocations. The examination of the left wrist is as follows. On inspection, the wrist appears normal with no swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, or thinner prominence atrophy, no wound fractures, laceration are noticed, no angulation deformity. The carpal tunnel compression test was conducted and it was found positive for Kinnelson and Fallon sign, and with a poor grip, 4/5 is the motor strength. Peripheral pulses are normal, peripheral sensations are okay, reflexes are normal. The left hip joint was examined on inspection. Palpation is found no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contractures, alignment problem. Range of motion of the left hip was normal to 140 degrees of extension friction and 40 degrees of internal external rotation. And motor strength is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality not present. And leg length discrimination not present. Patrick sign was negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Log roll negative, LA test negative, Thomas test negative. Examination of the left knee reveals that on inspection there are no scar, erythema, effusion. Patient has peripatellar tenderness and pain. The swelling is not present, asymmetry is not there, it's not warm and cold. And the patient reports that on the range of motion is completely normal at 135 degree of flexion. And no crepitous grinding noise are heard, no popping noise. Collateral ligaments are found intact and non-tender. Motor power is 5/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer and posterior drawer are positive. Patellar apprehension positive. McMurray sign Steinman was negative. Left ankle and foot are essentially appearing normal. There is a possibility of some tenderness in the and some tendinitis of the anterior flexor tendons of the left ankle. However, the range of motion of the left ankle and foot is normal, and all the toes are normally moving. No valgus varus abnormality or fracture dislocations are noticed. Sensations are intact. Diagnosis? Oh, the vital signs. As I saw, the blood pressure was 116 over 80, pulse was 73, pulse ox 100, height 48, and weight was 140. Please mention that. The diagnosis is as follows. The patient has V8 9.2, Z79.891, R26.2, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments M54.0, pain in the shoulders M25.511, M25.511, M75.10, M75.30, M75.50. Wrist examination, pain in the left wrist M25.532. Examination of the left hand, pain in the left hand is M79.642. Carpal tunnel syndrome, G56.02. Pain in the left leg is M79.605. Pain in the left hip is M25.552. Pain in the left knee, M25.562. Medial meniscus, M23.205. Lateral meniscus is M23.202. Left ankle is M25.572. Left foot, M79.672. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, M54.14. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care for Lubna Jezedon is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered to have a physical therapy for the neck, mid-back, lower back, for the muscle spasm of quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscles. for both the shoulders, a physical therapy. Patient is ordered a physical therapy for left elbow, left wrist, left ankle and foot, left hip, and TMJ and carpal tunnel for the left side. Three times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is also ordered a acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, and a laser treatment. The patient is ordered falling disability, work disability, household replacement, transportation, and a case management as per her request. Non-narcotic medications are ordered. Celebrex 200 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect and healing. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 10 milligram twice a day, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Xanax 0.5 milligrams PRN for anxiety, panic, depression. Zoloft is provided for a few milligrams at night for sleep, anxiety relief, panic disorders, depression. Lyrica 50 milligram at night, twice a day, for pain relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hours PRN for head relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for further pain relief. For narcotic pain medication, Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 or 2 PRN for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry. Patient is advised to see a psychiatrist just in case for severe anxiety. She is just dealing with a divorce. And on the day of accident, she just had gone to the court for filing a divorce, signing for the divorce, and she had issues with her mind. And she could not focus on driving, I think. Fitness club program, yes. Review available MRI and other imaging records. I do not believe there are any MRIs ordered. International pain fixes, none are on record right now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation has been ordered for the patient to identify the trauma to the brain. Attended care caseworker is also ordered. And casework is ordered, attended care is not ordered. I think patient is able to manage. Past medical records have been ordered, released, investigations. A x-ray of the left wrist and the left foot is ordered just to make sure there's no fractures. Patient is able to walk. She's referred to a dentist for making sure that there is no issue with the EMG. She's referred to ophthalmology to make sure vision is intact. DMEs. The patient is provided with the following DMEs, which is back brace, neck brace, tensionic. And a neck traction device. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.